It's Thursday, March 22nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in the Central Asian country of Uzbekistan face intense harassment by the government for their faith. Last week, the Council of Baptist Churches reported that authorities in the country's Navoi region repeatedly raid and punish believers. Christians say police, quote, watch us, follow us, and threaten us with court cases and fines to stop us attending church, end quote. Exercising religion without government permission is illegal in Uzbekistan, but many churches refuse on principle to register with the state, for which Christians suffer raids, Bible confiscations, torture, fines, interrogations, and imprisonment. 1 Peter 4:12-13 says, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. The Supreme Court of the United States heard oral arguments Tuesday in a case over whether the state of California can force pro-life pregnancy centers to promote the murder of the unborn. Both conservative and liberal justices expressed skepticism over the constitutionality of the California law that would abridge the free speech rights of pregnancy centers. Frequent swing vote Justice Anthony Kennedy said that particular applications of the law would be, quote-unquote, an undue burden on pregnancy centers. Even liberal Justice Sotomayor found the extent of the law, quote, more burdensome and wrong, end quote. Children's toy retailer Toys R Us announced that it will be liquidating during a bankruptcy court filing last week. The move will close down the company's 735 stores in the U.S., ending 33,000 jobs. The company noted falling birth rates as a source of financial decline, saying, quote, most of our end customers are newborns and children, and as a result, our revenues are dependent on the birth rates in countries where we operate, end quote. Toys R Us has been among American businesses to donate to the abortion giant Planned Parenthood, responsible for killing many of the company's end customers. Psalm 7:15-16 says, He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced yesterday that the company, quote-unquote, made mistakes in how it handled data belonging to 50 million users, promising more restrictions on developers' access to user data. This came after a whistleblower's allegations that the London-based political consultancy Cambridge Analytica used data from millions of accounts to build profiles on American voters and produce Facebook campaign ads for President Donald Trump. The suspect in the 5 recent package bombings in Austin, Texas, killed himself in an explosion as police narrowed in on him Tuesday night. The string of his bombings left 2 people dead and 5 injured. Police recovered a 25-minute confession video from the suspect. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said it contained nothing about terrorism or hate, but was, quote, the outcry of a very challenged young man, talking about challenges in his personal life, end quote. Baby names considered to be gender neutral are on the rise, especially among millennials, reports the Associated Press. Linda Murray, editor of BabyCenter.com, said, quote, this generation is truly interested in gender-neutral names, end quote. Pamela Redmond-Satron, co-founder of the baby name site Nameberry.com, said, an important reason, among others, for such naming is embracing so-called gender fluidity. Interestingly, unisex names are prohibited by law in some countries like Portugal, Denmark, and Iceland. 100-year-old Texan and World War II vet Orville Rogers broke 5 world running records last week for his age group in Maryland. Rogers told Fox News, quote, I'm a Christian, and God promises a long life. I have a wonderful wife who died 10 years ago. I have a great family. I have lots of friends, and I keep active mentally, physically, and spiritually, end quote. Jesus said in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." And remember, join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st. Go to generations.org. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.